This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tributes musically to what this country is all about, the battle hymn of the Republic. It's the Chicago Symphony Chorus with Mannheim Steamroller. Listen to this. There's some parts in this that are just glorious. Singing this when I was part of the Heidelberg College Choir, and what you can do with a good orchestra behind you on this is nothing short of amazing. The way it was written, the arrangement, the orchestrations and stuff, and how it just keeps building the whole business of how the energy behind the song and the story being sung just keeps building. Listen, you'll hear what I don't know this. You listen to it a little bit, and you'll hear what I'm talking about. Thank you. It sets the tone for Memorial Day, and that's what today is. It's Monday, May the 29th. Yeah, it is the 29th. Last Monday in May, time to honor those who have died while fighting in the armed services, a Decoration Day. Most people know the story. I hope, I guess it depends on your age as much as anything else. Where did you first learn, Jay, about Memorial Day? At home, did you find it something you talked about at home?
I've known the true reasons why we honor and remember for as long as I can remember. I am assuming a combination of school and home life and everything. Yeah. And I don't even think it's an age thing, because when I was listening to the radio over the weekend, a lot of stations and even SiriusXM were saying about Memorial Day weekend, and it's the unofficial kickoff to summer, and barbecue and all of that, those kind of things, with not a single thing said about what Memorial Day is truly about. Mm. And that's not just Gen Z or millennials. Those are on stations geared towards older demographics too.
Yeah.
It's just across the board that even people who may have never learned it, but others who did learn it, have completely forgotten.
Some people call it Poppy Day because those were the flowers that were used after World War I, small little yellow flowers. And there are a lot of fundraisers and things that are going on today that will help raise money. This is one of the most disgraceful things. We talk about paying tribute to, and as you were just saying, a lot of people weren't even talking about the reason for Veterans Day. I'm about to sneeze, excuse me.
Yes, Memorial Day. And that's another thing. A lot of people get confused between Memorial Day and Veterans Day, where Memorial is honoring and remembering our fallen soldiers, those who died in battle, and then Veterans Day is for all who've served.
Well, I think that what we do is we've learned to not learn about Memorial Day, there is a site that you can go to. It's usmemorialday.org if you want to get a handle on the day, what's going on, why it's here. And so I send you to that website, and maybe you'll want to learn a little bit more. People that listen to us on these holidays, especially a day like today, appreciate, and, you know, I don't do it. Well, I guess I do it. I want people to understand what the day is all about. And I think the best way to do it, there's some great music from the Second World War by Benny Goodman. That is, it's so patriotic. There are a lot of those orchestras, but the Benny Goodman stuff is what stays with me. And I think about a lot of the people who were public figures, like Clark Gable and Jimmy Stewart and Henry Fonda, that all served in the Air Force. I think those guys were all in the Air Force, if I'm not mistaken. At any rate, something to think about. Lots of things to think about today. Memorial Day, great day for those who just are trying to figure it out as much as anything else. You know, what does this country stand for? What do we want it to stand for? What do we feel comfortable in terms of the power of this day? The unofficial start of summertime, summertime, summertime. But as Jay pointed out so well, it's not the barbecue season. It's a day of remembrance, honoring those who died in service. And let's keep it that way. Let's keep it solemn. Let's go buy some flowers or get some flowers somewhere. And there are a lot of veteran-owned businesses, too, that are... I don't talk much about them, but I think that's one of the things that I highlighted. Matter of fact, you've heard me, some of you, if you're regular listeners, have heard me talking about this development that I'm involved in called an agrihood, in which we're building a neighborhood around a farm, a working farm. And one of the things that I have said to the powers that be as we approach getting all of our permits was that we're going to focus on local businesses, local contractors, especially veteran-owned businesses, because I think that that's an important thing. It's, for me, it's important anyway. And so whether it makes a dent with anybody else, it certainly, for me, makes a very important statement about what we're doing. It's graduation time as well. I can't imagine anybody... I'm really cynical when it comes to this. Kamala Harris does... the commencement.
Right?
Right? Come on. What kind of a joke is that? It just shows you how completely out of touch these people in this administration are. Really? Out of touch.
And Doug, you may have had these conversations with people in your friends, your peers, all of that. When it comes to politicians, even if it's somebody that you don't personally like, you probably know someone who does like so-and-so or this person, yeah, or that person. When it comes to our vice president,
nobody likes her.
I don't know a single one.
Nope.
I have never heard anything.
She's useless.
In conversation. I haven't seen much on social media.
Nope. I go back to I was the first person to ever interview her when she was coming of age as a local politician in Los Angeles, and I was doing a radio program on KBC in Los Angeles, and I remember interviewing her. Producer wanted me to have her on because she was an interesting local, so I said, sure, why not? Let's talk. She was the most self-serving, arrogant, even at that point, when she was in her 20s, just completely out of touch with reality, looking at her career and how she kept stepping up and stepping up and stepping up, and it was more of an acknowledgement of the color of her skin and her sex. It certainly wasn't her appeal, or wasn't her, in the way that she treated Biden when they were running for president, if for no other reason. I don't have any respect for her, because the stuff she said about him, whether you like Biden, you don't like him, you don't talk about somebody the way she talked. I mean, it's like listening to Trump talk about Hillary. It was the same kind of stuff. And then
the way she deflected questions that she didn't like, which is, that has to be very difficult too, whenever there's something that maybe you don't know the answer to or you can't talk about or anything. But when asked about why she hadn't visited the border yet, her quick response was, well, I haven't been to Europe or some other place, some other location that she mentioned. She's like, but we're not talking about that. It's like, seriously, that seemed like a scene taken straight out of the show Veep with Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Which was a pretty good show. Okay, so Kevin McCarthy and Joe Biden reaching this deal, raising the debt. It's a two-year plan. Now the challenge is to convince enough members of the House and the Senate to vote for the deal. I've been trying to find some information that really kind of breaks down what's happening, what it's really all about. There's that, and we could, I don't know, maybe that's boring. The fact that they have a deal and that the hard left and the hard right don't like it means it's probably a fairly decent deal. If you're receiving any sort of payment from the feds, like Social Security or veterans benefits, that sort of thing, those are the kinds of things that they're trying to protect, if you will. But at any rate, whatever, how this shakes out, we'll see over the next couple of days. I guess the deal is within reach, and that means that probably is a good day or tomorrow when the stock market's open to buy some stock, because I'm figuring that the stock market will go way, way up, as a result of, what this deal means. It'll be, who knows how long it'll last, but at any rate, it's something to behold, right? Let's have bipartisan cooperation. Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo!
Here's one of the commercials that I'm happiest to do because it's the most, I like helping people, and I'm trying to help you with your immune system right now by the focus on Balance 7 and what it does to your gut and how it helps you unlock your immune system because you need a balance between alkalinity and acidity in your gut. If you don't have it, you're going to have a weak immune system, and you're going to get sick. So if you don't like being sick, you might want to give a call. How about this? 800-793-9039. Use the code word Doug. Get $15 off your order and a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, among other things. Balance 7. Great for you. 800-793-9039. Code word Doug.
Real boat to let people know that when you bundle your home, boat, and other vehicles...
What was that, Flo?
Progressive saves you money, Jamie.
Why are we doing this on a boat?
We were going for authenticity.
We're going to the city?
Authenticity.
You mean Atlantic City? But we're not in the Atlantic. Are we?
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Does your vehicle have over 75,000 miles? Get maximum high-mileage engine protection with new Syntec Full Synthetic High-Mileage Motor Oil exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec High-Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Ask for Syntec High-Mileage at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
K-100.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. May 29th, it's Memorial Day. Jay and I are here live, as we are on most holidays. It used to be all of them, but I kind of got pushed out of Christmas and New Year's as well.
Christmas Day and New Year's Day not work, right?
Yeah, that's it. But every other holiday we're on, and bringing you up to date on what's going on, familiarizing a lot of people with a program that they may not hear all the time. So I always like to hear from those who are newbies, 855-999-3684, with questions. And, of course, our social media connections, social media on Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, Good Day On Air. Kelly Clarkson, and that's the reason I give you that is because this portion of every hour we talk about what's being followed, if you will, on social media, some of the trending stories. And Kelly Clarkson, her career in general is a focus. She has lots of followers, and they're talking about why she's moving her talk program, which is quite popular, to New York City. And so we'll get to that as to the reasoning. And if we have time, there's a little gossip about Selena Gomez. We'll get to that right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmacy.
For some reason or other, I don't put this song with Kelly Clarkson. For whatever the reason, it doesn't sound like her. She's a good performer. She's only 41 years old. Look at the success she's had since being the winner of American Idol. She's
OG now American Idol.
She what?
She's the original.
Yeah, she was the first winner. Yeah, exactly. So now her job includes being a judge on The Voice. She's touring to a point. She has been doing this daily talk program now for a couple of years. I think she's got two children, one 7, the other's 8, and she doesn't like living in Los Angeles with them, and I can't say that I blame her. Children are in jeopardy of living a normal life. My two children are dealing with that. Both of them live in Los Angeles, and they're making plans now to do what they have to do to keep their children from becoming like so many other youngsters in Los Angeles. So anyway, she says, this is the 5th season of her show. Wow, I didn't think that show had been on that long. Anyway, she said that she needs to get a fresh start, and that's why she's moving the talk program to New York City. Hopefully,
yes.
She won't live in the city, and that's because that's just as bad as living in New York and Los Angeles, I think. Go ahead, Jess.
Oh, and there's just been so much going on professionally and personally, and she had the divorce. Of course, COVID and everybody being shut in with their families was wonderful for some families. It ended a lot of other families. There's been the situation of her talk show where it was deemed a poor work environment. No allegations came against her,
right.
But other producers, other heads, and she has been saying that there will be training. There will be leadership training of all senior staff, including herself. So she is taking ownership for what she can control and said that she'll be more hands-on. But a fresh start for everyone was just so needed. So
yep.
She's moving
Sounds
the show
like-
to New York.
It's a smart thing to do. Maybe she should move it to Hartford, Connecticut. A real fresh start. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hey, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance. Palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have about 2 days to gather enough House votes to pass the spending and debt ceiling bill the two agreed to over the weekend.
The agreement prevents the worst possible crisis, a default, for the first time in our nation's history.
The bill would raise the debt limit for 2 years and also strengthen work requirements for federal public assistance programs and rescind unused COVID-19 funding, the House vote set for Wednesday. Around the world, Japan's Nikkei stock index rose by more than 1% on news of the deal. The UK's FTSE's up by 0.75%. The U.S. markets are closed for Memorial Day. State Farm says it will no longer insure new homes and businesses in California thanks to the record number of wildfires over the past 6 years and the risk of a lot more. Current customers of State Farm will get to keep their policies. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Gonna be a good day.
No, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
Night with the light from above.
So this is also considered an appropriate Memorial Day tune. Kate Smith was involved heavily during her life in helping veterans groups. She did a talk program. She did a an entertainment. She was on every afternoon, actually, when I was a kid. It was the things that we watched. When I came home from school, I would go to work on the farm, but when the weather was bad, I would stay home and watch on a 10-inch screen that had a magnifying glass in front of it, Kate Smith's show, and then Pinky Lee. Can't believe I'm remembering this. And then Howdy Doody. Those were the afternoon staples. Kate Smith was
lineup.
at 4:30. Pinky Lee was on at 5 o'clock, and Buffalo Bob and Howdy Doody were on at 5:30. So there's some moldy, oldy memories. Your father is chuckling right now, as a matter of fact, as I'm going through that, because that's so focuses on a certain age demographic. But yeah, it's a cultural thing. This song was very much a part of culture. There's another song she sang on the show called When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain. But this one always brought everybody to their feet, as well ought to be the case. Memorial Day, this is an opportunity for all of us to remember those people who gave their lives for our country. But I think also we need to acknowledge those who made it home and need support. I'm very critical, as you know, and very supportive of the groups that are trying to help veterans. It's an outrage. It is.
It is.
The way that our veterans are treated, we use them as a backdrop. These GD phony politicians that use soldiers as a backdrop. We're patriots. We support our men in uniform. Bull crap. If you did, you'd make sure they were all taken care of. The studies that I've seen, the 14 to 16% of service members that went to Afghanistan that have PTSD across the border, the number of them that have been depressed and committed suicide with really out any, there's no intervention from the government.
Mm-hmm. Have a hard time that come out of the military, have a hard time acclimating to the quote-unquote typical normal life outside of military, can't hold any jobs because for what they were trained, that's not your day-to-day 9-to-5.
One of the things that's happening in the agricultural community, there's an article this month in Smithsonian Magazine that I saw. The number of therapeutic outdoor programs with animals, there's goat therapy, there's horse therapy, there's cattle, bovine therapy, dog therapy that is being made available now to former service members, but it's not being made available by the government. It's being made available by private organizations that get support from you and me instead of having the government do it. Anyways, you know, this whole business about discussing the debt limit and what we have in our budget, how do I go into this and not sound like an old coot? I'm so tired of all of these giveaway programs that are aimed, and maybe it isn't just sounding like an old coot, somebody's got some common sense. Listen, it'd be great if I could have, or if I could have had my college loans paid off or my children's college loans paid off, but that wasn't in the cards. So we paid for it, Megan and I and Brendan and I. Over the years, it's just now in the last year have been, can you imagine that? Think about that though. When I think about the fact that Megan is in her late 40s and she's been out of school for over, she finished her doctorate and I think she was 24, so what's that? 24 years paying, not only the pay down is okay, borrowing the money is great, but to look at the interest rates and how people are gouged, and you can't borrow money like this from a regular bank because there's no security. The bank's only going to lend you money on something it can put a lien on. So how do you put a lien on somebody's brain or their experience? So that's why these guys that have these companies that have been so awful at gouging American students. It's like doing business with a credit card company. You know, it's the same kind of stuff. Anyway, I don't want to go down that road. I just want you to know, and I want you to hear me thank those of you who give to help these, as much as we ought not to be have wasteful programs instead of helping you with my tax dollar and everybody else's tax dollar. We give, and we can deduct it from our taxes, but that's not the point, really. It's it matters. What's right and what is not right is the story of these people in their 40s and 50s and 60s who have not been able to find their way. I was reading in the Smithsonian article about a fellow named Mitch Vasquez who spent time in the wild. He said that helped him understand what the world is all about now. And the things that I thought mattered, they don't really matter. I have been camping and hunting, he said, and he didn't realize that there were as many parks as there are in our country. There are special parks and programs, actually, for veterans that you can find out about it. But the healing power of nature and animals, that's the number one thing that seems to calm down the people who are in need. And it isn't just people in the service, but I think because we're focused on them today, that those programs are worthy of note. And you can find them all over the place. Veterans organizations, just Google veterans organization, if you're looking for something that is cool. And by the way, not to move away from the soldiers for a little bit, if you're looking for an idea, now people are planning their summer vacations and looking for maybe a unique way, maybe you want to bring your significant other on a literal trailblazing trip. There are so many great ways to get outside and go to places. I know people that tell me about unforgettable experiences they have going out into nature. People that live in the city that don't have a clue. They don't ever go out stargazing, for example, because you can't see. If you're in Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, or any other big city, you can't look up in the sky and see any stars because there's too many lights.
That light pollution, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's a new, I haven't heard it referred to as that. Light pollution. Okay, well, there you go. There's been a discovery. This is something that I didn't know, but the folks in India have found that tigers help reduce carbon emissions. Okay, so let's follow through on that, shall we, for a moment? The story of tigers, one of the most highly protected species, not only in India, but around the world. Apparently, these big cats have been able to help environmental, create sort of environmental win because of the increase in their population. And because their prey, which oftentimes smaller animals that kill trees, this is an interesting connecting the dots story. Tigers, because they prey on small animals in many of the you know, heavily forested areas where they live, this leads to less deforestation because these smaller animals kill the trees, and of course that leads to less photosynthetic process. And so I thought that was interesting. The world is so amazing, so many things happening that we don't necessarily know about because we're so busy watching those whatever's on that damn device that you have and not focusing on what real life is about. So here, speaking of the damn device, Jay, there's a new ride-sharing app, which is competing, in a manner of speaking, with Uber and Lyft, launched in Atlanta and New York City this month. The app is called Black Wolf. Have you heard about it?
I've not.
Okay. So what this is all about, the Black Wolf driver is armed. And the fellow who created this, Kerry King Brown, is in Atlanta and speaks about this company that has, I've noticed a lot. I saw more about it in Los Angeles, I think, than I have here on the East Coast. But this stuff has gone viral. I first saw it actually on Reddit. Brown's service is sold as an executive protection plan for people who are concerned about their personal safety. So this is something you can go to this rideshare app called Black Wolf. You can hire a driver, just like Uber. And
it's just like your own private security detail.
Right, exactly. Right. So if you're concerned, you know, a lot of the Uber drivers have been
There have been a lot of horror stories, yes.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Whether the Uber, Lyft drivers are the assailant or if they are the victim, which we have heard both sides of those stories.
Right. So these are sort of bodyguards that are driving the car. They're mostly military and security people. There's a clip of this guy, Brown, who picked up Marjorie Taylor Greene. And she has suggested she's been doing a little promotion for them, apparently, a little, you know, because she's so controversial. But she apparently knows this guy, Brown, and so she's touting it. Brown was asked whether he was a friend of hers, and he didn't answer, and why should he even just, you know, one of those things. It's only a side note, but I thought it was interesting that she was involved in this. But is there a need? Obviously there is, because the app seems to be doing well, both in Atlanta and New York. It's Black Wolf. And I'm not a paid spokesperson. I just find it interesting that we're getting to a point that this is something that people actually consider. What does that say about our society? What does that say about the real world?
Absolutely. And there might be better vetting for this, where people might just in general feel more secure using this service as opposed to the other ones. But remember when Uber even started, where it was only in, what, L.A., New York, Atlanta, a few of the major cities?
Yeah.
And it was one of those things when the idea first started, why would anybody willingly get into some random person's vehicle and just get a taxi and set all of that stuff? And now it's like they're basically putting taxis out of business.
Yeah. Very interesting. All right, speaking of putting people out of business, here's a company called Calitrin. It isn't aiming at putting the traditional weight loss outfits. This business has room for everybody. But this one is so unique. And if you go to toploss.com, you will find why it is unique. You'll see the story of so many people who have success. And they stay with the program 26 years and counting. The secret to the success is that it's all natural, it's good for you, and it works long-term, short-term. Check it out. Toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug and get free shipping on all the product you buy from Calitrin.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
The Dell Technologies Summer Sale event is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest Intel Core processors, like Thin and Light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. It's the perfect season to power your passions during Dell's Summer Sale event. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So Keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a 4th of July movie, in a manner of speaking. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man with the movie moments. This song and this movie actually came out on Memorial Day, did they not?
Came out May 29, 1942. Jimmy Cagney, based on the life of George M. Cohen. You know, yep. You're right. This was a staple. I remember, like, many years ago, watching this every 4th of July on WPIX Channel 11 out of New York. They had every 4th of July. You don't see it anymore. This is one of those films that has gone, basically gone away. You rarely see it being aired on television. Yeah, you don't like to hear this, Doug, but times are changing a little. A lot of what we liked and grew up on, it's just not that way anymore.
Nope, it sure isn't. Things are changing.
I don't like to sound reflective, but I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
As I get a little older, I do reflect a lot on, and I actually watch a lot of stuff on YouTube at my ice cream parlor. Yeah, like I've been watching, I'll give you an example. I don't know why, but I've been watching a lot of Andy Kaufman stuff on YouTube. Like,
really?
Do people even remember,
Jay, do you know who Andy Kaufman was?
Of course, yes.
He was Rocco on Taxi, but he got into wrestling. I find the history of wrestling.
He's a wrestle girl.
Jim Carrey.
Yes, he wrestled women, and he had that big thing with Jerry Lawler on the Letterman show. And I watched some of the skits he did on Letterman, and like I don't know if Andy Corbin. I think he was part genius and part mentally not right. He definitely was not right, but he was very, very interesting. I don't know. I find a lot of stuff in reflection pretty interesting. Stuff.
Yep.
I got one thing I want to bounce off of you.
Okay.
This week, This week in history, it relates to movies. 1987, a jury found director John Landis innocent of involuntary manslaughter in the death of Vic Morrow, an actor, and two children who died while filming Twilight Zone, the movie. Now, that was shot late 82, came out in 83. They actually released it, came out in 83. The jury trial was 4 years later. I personally think they made the right decision, simply because it was nobody's intent. It was a horrible, horrible accident. Vic Morrow, for people who may not recall a face to the name, was the opposing baseball coach in the Bad News Bears opposite Walter Matthau. He was decapitated by a helicopter on a set.
The worst possible thing about the helicopter blades. And,
yes, correct.
Horror.
Here's the birthday Avengers. Bob Hope was born this day, Doug, 1903.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, God.
Born in London.
He was born in England. Yeah, he was in England.
Yes.
He was by birth English. Yep, right.
Yes.
All right, speaking of English, Jude Law says he wore perfume to smell like blood and fecal matter when he played the role of Henry VIII. Can you imagine?
Do I need to know this?
I don't know even know why. He's doing promotion for a new movie called Firebrand.
Yeah.
And somehow or other, the role of King Henry VIII came up.
Okay.
The interviewer asked him about some rumors, and he said, I wore this stuff so I would smell, you could smell me three rooms away.
Got it.
Apparently, because King Henry had a leg that was gangrene, and it was rotting so badly that you could smell him wherever he was, like way...
That thing, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, The Little Mermaid has Jodie Benson in it, and she says that it was a huge thrill for her to do this movie, and she said she'd do it again. So will you explain the live-action stuff and how that actually works? And have you seen this movie?
I've seen bits and pieces. We booked it. I got to tell you one thing. Disney has had to deal with a ton of review bombing, especially internationally on this film. I mean, we'll talk about more box office tomorrow, but it did $95 million in 3 days, which is a solid number. There'll be people who say it should have did over 100, whatever, but... it's basically, they took Disney has taken their animated library with Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, and this film and a few others, and made live action versions with human actors. A lot of people don't like the fact they've done this; they feel it's unnecessary. But they've made coin off it, and that's what studios do. Doug is the product to make money, right?
Right, exactly. And so they take the old stuff that they know is successful and wrap it around some new concept, and one wonders how much artificial intelligence is part of how putting this film and other films like it. This started back in 1986, by the way. That was when the original Little Mermaid, I think, was done. So, all right, Chucker, good job.
Thank
covering
you,
the news from the world of movies and entertainment. Doug and Chucker and Jay at 59 Past on Memorial Day.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.